Welcome to Things That Are News.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Things That Are News, the show where a couple of guys hang out, drink some beers, and talk about all the things that happened in the world this week. As always, I'm your host, Jeffrey Brooks, and joining me is my co-host, Bailey.
Hey, guys. We got a guest with us this week.
Very exciting.
I know. I'm actually very excited.
You shouldn't it's been, be. It's been this is fucking take number 42 for him to not fuck it up.
I know.
I'm still young.
Speak when you're spoken to.
Jesus.
I'm growing.
But, so, I met this man in PR school. Yeah. It's wonderful. So, I would like to introduce you guys to number one, the world's worst Wiz Khalifa impersonator.
I don't look, what the
heck? You don't look like Wiz Khalifa.
I gotta see.
That's
it.
Racist.
That's racist. That is kind of racist.
Number two, the only man to ever play Skyrim and not be able to kill a dragon.
They're hard.
That's like the first step of the game.
I'm sorry.
Let me make something clear. I feel like I'm a much worse Wiz Khalifa impersonator than him.
Okay.
Like, there's nowhere to look at the two of us.
He looks more like Wiz Khalifa than I do.
That guy's probably a better Wiz Khalifa impersonator.
I don't like Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, we'll just give him the credit as...
I have the physique, I guess. I got a good Wiz Khalifa physique.
Wiz Khalifa bond. As the only man who's never killed a dragon in Skyrim.
I killed the first one.
Let me say your name. Tremaine Gomes.
I didn't know your name was Tremaine.
Thought it was just Trey.
I thought it was just Trey.
I can't, but I seriously, you've never killed a dragon in Skyrim still.
I killed one in the beginning.
You killed one. Finally.
I killed one dragon.
I'm pretty sure that's step number one. Like that's,
I know, that's how the game starts off. Yeah.
You're like, it's all downhill from here, I'm out. I'm going to just go punch some skeletons. Like,
I've been trying to go easy on him, but he's been asking me for advice on how to kill dragons.
I think it's a moral thing.
Okay, well,
it's a moral thing. You don't want to. Like, there's so few of them left in the world.
I can't bring myself to do it. I just can't.
It's like killing a unicorn. All right, so we're going to start this off.
Yeah.
Since you're new, I'll explain this to you. We're going to do some news, as the name of the podcast would imply. Bailey's going to run through some news of things that happened in the world this week, and you'll give your opinion if asked. If not, just don't yell, don't sneeze, don't do a Wiz Khalifa impression.
I will try my hardest. I can't guarantee anything, though.
Okay, Bailey, what do we got? What happened this week?
So, first off, in rapid-fire news, we got... Taco Bell, rather than in the States, in the good old Canada.
Yeah, just get to the point.
C-A to the D-A.
It's the opposite direction of
that. they're serving alcohol. And, of course, they're doing it on the hip Queen Street West location in Toronto.
Queen and what?
It's like Queen and Bathurst, a block or two.
When?
Okay,
when?
Yeah, I think
when?
For next year.
Ugh.
Next summer.
Ugh.
Yeah, trying to please the hipsters. We're going to offer hipster beer at our hipster Taco
Bell.
Oh,
I don't want, like, craft beer. I want, like, fucking Coronas and Taco Bell.
There's
you think it'll be tequila?
There should.
If there's tequila and Taco
Bell? Should be.
If there's tequila,
like, I probably wouldn't. If it's just, like, craft beer and shit, like, I'm probably not going to go. But if I can just, like, give me 12 shots of tequila and 3 cheesy gordita crunches, I will go. Every lunch.
You should, like, live stream that or something. Yeah, Facebook Live.
As many shots as possible at Taco Bell.
How long it takes me to throw up in the Taco Bell.
Yeah, you've seen all those Facebook posts of there's 300 of this, who would your friends be to do it with you? We should do that with Taco Bell and tequila shots. Just get 300 tequila shots.
How is that even possible? I don't even think that's
just get a whole crew. We'll bring you. We'll bring Tyrell.
That's
we'll bring Dev. We'll bring Christine. We'll bring fucking... whoever else wants to
Jack
come
the
out.
Cat.
Jack the Cat.
Yeah.
And just take 300 tequila 300 shots.
300 tequila shots. Do you think they let you order 300 tequila shots?
I mean, hopefully. I don't think so. I don't think they would, but hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
I bet they don't do shots. I bet they just have, like, fucking craft beer.
They did say in the news story, to be a good journalist, that it was they were going to start with beer and then introduce more options.
Yeah, so they're going to make, like, a shitty margarita. And then, yeah, I know I'm out. I'm less excited than
some
I thought it would be.
Some carnitas?
Yeah, maybe some carnitas.
But the thing is, I don't understand. I don't think anyone's ever went to Taco Bell and just been like, I could drink some alcohol here.
I don't think anyone, but that's me. That's
I'm that guy.
My two favorite things are alcohol and Taco Bell. And if I can just put my hands together and combine those things, my life is complete.
I'm pretty sure life is complete. Yeah,
but I feel like that would be a good night. You know, if you're just drinking and you're like...
Yeah, you're like, what should we do? Should we go to the bar? Should we go to the club? It's like, no, let's just get fucked at Taco Bell.
I think Taco Bell could beat Burrito Boys and fucking Chipotle
with
if
this.
They offer booze.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Chipotle has booze.
Really? I didn't know that.
Downtown? Yeah.
I think all of them.
Oh, shit.
I'm probably not all of them, but no, I know downtown it does.
Then
they sell margaritas.
Then I don't know what
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then I'm losing out.
You need to stay up to date on your burrito news. I can teach you some things.
Okay, I'll keep updated.
What's next?
Yo, you're slipping, bro.
We got Nordstrom, a luxury designer brand sponsored by Ivanka Trump.
I don't know if you sponsor a brand, but...
No.
Spokeswoman?
She's a spokeswoman.
Well, they sell her clothing. I don't think she's like a ambassador. Yeah.
Do you see the
like
jeans?
She, like, owns
yeah, yeah. Like the so dirty.
They're offering muddy jeans. So you can buy a $300. No, sorry. $425.
Thank you.
Dollar pair of jeans from them.
Yeah.
That are pre covered in mud.
Is it real mud?
If it's real, I'll buy it.
No, it's fake mud. That's what's even worse.
I mean, it'd probably be pretty weird if it was real mud. Is it just wash off?
It probably smell. Yeah, it probably just had that mud smell.
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, I kind of like the smell of mud.
But I
probably just do. I can't put fake mud on my pants.
Thank God,
I can put real mud on my pants. I'm not gonna pay for real mud. I'll pay for fake mud.
What I was debating is if it's real mud, do the Chinese workers that make it in the sweatshop and then go outside and pick up their
hopefully
mud
not. I feel like that.
No, there's like one mud guy in like the production line. So, like, the jeans are done, and it goes to the mud guy, and he just, like, slaps his arms around in, like, a thing of mud.
But I feel like that would be, like, the biggest, like, just being demoted to be, like, the mud.
No, that dude makes bang. Yeah. He's,
I
like,
know, you
he's
think?
Top shit.
Okay, if we're talking about, like, Chinese factory
you
work,
build
I don't
to
think
be
he's
going to
be lavish.
I mean, as far as sweatshops
put in the
go,
hours.
Like, oh, it's like a hierarchy of respect kind of thing, you know?
Chain
you want to build up to be mud guy.
Working my way up the ladder.
You start up sewing pockets, and you build up to mud guy.
Guys, be quiet. It's mud guy.
Hopefully, in between, you don't jump off into one of the nets trying to catch you outside the building. So, TTC. Apparently, if you go in the tunnels to catch the subway in Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada. I thought you meant...
I'm clarifying.
Toronto and Uruguay.
You might be popular. You never know. You never know. People could be looking back.
Everyone knows where the fuck Toronto is.
True enough. Tacaranto.
It's not like we're in Mississauga. Like,
okay,
it's Toronto.
Hey, don't say those words on this podcast.
So, we in Toronto, our public transit called TTC, the tunnels are more hazardous to you than the
10 times
air.
More hazardous.
10 times.
Yeah.
And you know why I read this shit? Is because
homeless person pee?
No, the same.
That'd be my first guess.
I almost moved past that. No.
My money's still on homeless person pee. There's
twist.
A lot of it down there.
Plot twist, that's the correct
plot
answer.
Plot twist.
Because at least every other country in Canada considered the fact that, like, steel on steel makes steel dust and it hurts people.
Oh, shit. Is that the reason?
It's because we have steel wheels hitting the steel rails and it's iron dust and magnesium that is the actual contributor to the pollution in the subway tunnels.
Doesn't Montreal use, like, rubber?
They use wood as their brakes. They use wood brakes so that they don't have that problem.
Wait, we use steel brakes? Oh, that's why it's so
loud. We have steel brakes, steel wheels, and steel tracks.
Because I feel like the steel wheels on the tracks, there's not that much friction, but the brakes is all friction.
Yeah, so that's why our subway's so literally black, because it's all iron and magnesium.
That's fucked. I thought it was just homeless dude pee. Yeah, no. It's much worse.
It is much worse.
Wait, but did you read it? I think it might have been in, like, the Star. But there were, like, three union workers, like, sent home.
Yeah.
After wearing, like, masks the day after the report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it got written, because they got a sick leave, because they fucking inhaled too much iron. It's ridiculous.
How much homeless dude pee do you think they inhaled, though? You know, if you mix pee with bleach, you get, like, mustard gas? So if they're,
How did you know that?
I know a lot of things.
There's this thing called the dark web.
You Google how to make mustard gas on the dark web.
How did terrorists attack a school? If you have $5, just buy some bleach and piss in it and shut the cap real quick. And
get a liter of hobo piss, you're good to go.
1 liter of hobo piss. If you find a homeless man and give him a bottle of Old E, he'll piss in a jar for you.
There you go, you terrorist attack in your hands.
Now we're promoting terrorist attacks on the show.
Yeah.
No.
Promoting's a strong
precisely.
Word. Advising. We're advising.
Advising.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you were a terrorist, this might be the show for you.
It's like Bangladesh.
Okay, so would you hire a blowjob robot?
I mean, I don't know if hire is the right term.
Would you buy a blowjob
rent?
Robot? Would you rent a blowjob?
I'd probably not rent.
I wouldn't rent. Just say that.
Hey, I'm in a committed relationship. No, but I feel
to
like
your
I feel
blowjob
like,
robot.
No, okay.
I feel like if you get caught cheating, that should be like you get demoted to like blowjob robot.
Yeah, this is all you get now.
Yeah,
I feel like there's things much worse than blowjob robot. It's like engineered to like fellatio.
Yeah,
it's probably not that bad at it. You know.
Yeah. The thing that I saw that was the worst is like the amount of time you got to take to set up your blowjob robot is more embarrassing than the end result.
But how do you clean the blowjob robot?
Is it dishwasher safe? I know the flashlight is dishwasher safe.
How do you know that?
See, that's the creepier
part.
There's
this thing called the
tongue. Okay, sure.
Because I bet the machine isn't dishwasher safe, but imagine if you could just take off the face and the throat and just like... Yeah. Throw it up.
There's like a cum sack, and you just throw it in your
washing
machine.
That's so disgusting.
Disposable cum sacks.
That is so
attach
gross.
Attach your regular garden hose, and it sprays right down your storm drain.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, is it out yet? Have people like written reviews about it?
Oh, yeah. No, the guy just started. He started Kickstarter because, end quote, he realized there was a lack of human aspects in the male pleasure market.
I mean, there's like many a sex doll, aren't there?
Yes, but none of them that blow you.
So, like...
You gotta blow it. You kinda gotta, like, blow it up first, and then put your pain in it, and then make the action happen.
Yeah, well, like, you're not fucking it. Lie there and it fellatious you?
Yeah, you lie there and it fellatious you. Just go...
Okay, that was... Okay.
So it's like a fleshlight vibrator.
That was...
Yeah, like a fleshlight vibrator. But, like, the whole fleshlight isn't... It's a pocket pussy. It's not a pocket pussy if it's got a machine. You're arguing semantics. Fuck.
I don't think I'll be able to rewind that thing.
It's kind of impressive. Can you say it's a trap when you do that next time? Because that was...
I used to work the streets.
Get my last news story. Let's move on. Much more peaceful. We got French's ketchup. Making their tomatoes in Canada and making all the ketchup in Canada because Canadians seem to care about where the fuck their tomatoes come from.
I care about where my tomatoes come
Why
from.
Why only tomatoes? That's my biggest argument. Why is ketchup the thing we're bitching about?
Because Canadians love ketchup. It's like their thing.
I love ketchup. Who's talking shit about ketchup?
What's your problem with tomatoes being grown in Canada?
The fuck did you
You're
care
fascist?
Whether or not your mustard was made in Canada?
Oh, I care.
Fuck
I
mustard.
Care.
Your relish. Your pickles probably come from the Ukraine or some war-torn Russian-ass country. Did you ever care about that?
You ever had a fresh-ass tomato?
Yeah.
You ever had a fucking grocery store tomato right after you had a fresh-bought tomato?
Have you?
I'm not going to lie, not straight from memory. No, I didn't go like, Starbucks.
Jeff, take us away.
Heirloom.
Take us away, Jeff.
At least 47 times better. You want a fucking, you don't want a tomato. It's like, God, it's been on a boat for 3.5 weeks.
Want some fresh
like
fucking shit.
Red. There's like fucking old Ukrainian ladies painting the tomatoes red because they're bruised as fuck. Nah, you want a tomato that your fucking neighbor Jim grew. They squished it down. They made some ketchup. You put that shit on your fries.
Shout out
That's
to Jim.
That's what I want.
Does it make you feel better about those French fries when it's made in Canada, though?
I don't give a fuck. I don't like tomatoes that much.
You like
I like ketchup.
Not even on a sandwich?
I'll put...
What?
What?
Did you just say you put ketchup on a sandwich?
No, tomatoes on a sandwich.
I'll put tomatoes on like a fucking... like a burger or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you just put...
Ketchup on a sandwich. It's like a ham and cheese and ketchup.
I know white people put too much mayonnaise on shit, but ketchup on a sandwich... All right, so we go into the next section.
What's the next section, Bailey?
We got Jeff's Movie Minute.
Jeff's Movie Minute.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam,
bam. All right, I got some good movie news. I got some pretty good. I got it all written down because I forgot half of it and had to relook it up. But anywho, so Disney dropped some bombs. They released like their slate.
Yeah,
it was slate.
For all
their projected movie release dates. Sorry.
Okay.
For the simpletons who don't follow movie news every day, like this fucking loser. Yeah, so anyway, I'm a shout out some movies, and you gotta tell me if you're excited or not. Right. Frozen 2 is coming out November 2019. You haven't seen Frozen 1?
That's like such a surprising question.
I seen it. I can't say.
Why have you seen Frozen 1?
That's a good flick.
Do you have nieces?
That's a good flick, dude.
I don't have any siblings. You don't have
siblings, so.
I had to see it. Too many people were singing the snowman song.
I fuck with that Let It Go. That shit was hot. That Let It Go shit, that's my shit right
that's
there.
That's a banger.
That's some fucking shit.
Let It Go. What would the sequel to Let It Go be?
Keep letting it go.
Keep it going.
Keep it over there.
I'm saying
it's gone now. Don't bring it back.
I'm saying let it snow featuring Young Jeezy and T.I.
Yeah, that right, one.
There you go.
That
there
one.
You go. Okay. What's next?
The Lion King is being released July 2019.
Is it set after Lion King?
No, it's like a retelling of the Lion King in live action.
Fuck that.
Okay. Live action Lion King.
It's like the Jungle Book.
It's like Jungle Book, but with Lion King.
That's so random. I can't see that.
Donald Glover is voicing Simba.
What the fuck?
James Earl Jones is back as Mufasa.
I didn't even know James Earl Jones was.
James Earl Jones most voiced Mufasa. This is the part of the show where I school everyone because I know stupid fucking facts about movies.
Because
I've seen The Lion King 47 times in this last week, so.
I think.
How do you feel about Donald Glover being Simba, though?
I think he could be a good Simba.
Who do you think plays Pumbaa?
Pumbaa?
Is it Kevin James?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart plays Timon.
Are you serious?
Nah. That'd be fucking sick, though. If Kevin Hart's Timon,
legit, I feel
and The Rock is Pumbaa.
I was just going to say.
And The Rock's Pumbaa.
They'll make Timon. Yeah, I think that's realistic.
I can see that.
And then they'll make a Timon and Pumbaa spinoff.
Yeah. But with The Rock and Kevin Hart, and it'll make fucking bang.
It'll make fucking bang.
Wait, was there Lion King 3? Or there were just two?
There's Lion King 2 and there's Lion King 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. But 1.5 was after 2.
1.5 came after 2. Okay.
But it might have been a straight to DVD of 3, but there's no.
No, and there's 1.5 was straight to
and
DVD.
And there's a Timon and Pumbaa, film.
That's 1.5.
Okay.
1.5 is the Timon and Pumbaa one. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
They're making Wreck-It Ralph 2. Did either of you see Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
John C. Reilly plays Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
You got Sarah Silverman as the Glitch.
Ooh, I always like her.
She's all right. That was, don't fucking do that.
That was weird.
That's why women don't listen to the podcast.
Was very creepy.
So I guess neither of you care about Wreck-It Ralph 2, do you?
No, I'm stoked. I don't know what Wreck-It Ralph is dope, but I never
watched
Wreck-It
Ralph. You know what it is at all.
I've never.
So there's, it takes place inside an arcade, but all the characters are the video game characters inside the games.
Is it Disney? Or?
It's Pixar.
Oh, Pixar. Okay.
So connect, it's basically Disney. Yeah. Wait, no, it might not even be Pixar, but it's definitely Disney.
Okay.
It's Disney for sure. I know that.
Well, I'm listing off Disney release dates, so it's definitely Disney.
Wait, is it new? Is it a new
It came out
series?
3 years ago? Oh, yeah. 2 years ago?
Two to three.
3 to 4.
Okay. Did it have any big name, voice actors?
John C. Reilly, like I said. Okay. Sarah Silverman, like I said.
But they were in the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the lady from Glee? The, short haircut lady? You know what I'm talking about. She's in fucking everything.
I know, but
that
I don't
lady's
know.
In it.
Yeah.
That's all I can think
that's
of.
John C. Reilly, so I know.
Yeah.
They're going to say John Cena.
John Cena might be in it, but you
John
couldn't see him. So it'd be.
Cena,
but next one.
Got his autograph. Cool story.
No one cares.
We don't want to hear your John Cena story.
He's he was the greatest WWE champion of all time.
Was it a make a wish thing?
No. And a dark childhood. Sorry.
Indiana Jones 5, July 2020. Starring Harrison Ford.
Still alive? I thought that guy
still kicking.
Like,
crashed a plane like 6 times.
I know, didn't he just survive something?
Is Shia LaBeouf as his mentor?
Probably
has
not.
Has continued from the Crystal Skull.
Isn't Shia LaBeouf in jail right now?
Probably.
Or he was in jail.
No, I'm
for that, we will not divide us thing. He got arrested. I'm probably out by now.
Nah, he's out. He's got bail money. Come on.
Yeah, he was in England for a while.
Yeah.
And then now he had some cabin. Anyway, Indy 5, you stoked? Have you seen the Indiana Jones? Fucking black people.
You ain't seen any Indiana Jones.
I haven't seen any of them.
Any.
Not even one.
Not even
half of one.
Have you seen Madea Gets a Job?
No, I don't watch any movies.
No, because I've seen some Tyler Barrett movies, but Madea Gets a Job is a deep cut that is
you
not.
You say you've seen some Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah.
What is your excuse? Why are you watching Tyler Perry movies?
Let's not go into that because I'm not going to defend
myself. So I'm going to say this next one. Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're off the podcast. Okay. You've got to leave.
Okay.
So Star Wars Episode 9.
I haven't seen last one. But I love A New Hope. That's a great movie. Okay.
Let him introduce
you. You basically seen the new one. The new one is the same as A New Hope. It's fine. Okay. Banna, fuck this guy. Why do you? Where do you get these people?
They're just being removed from this entire segment.
Holy fuck, man. Just trying to talk about movies, and he's like, wait, what's a movie?
I'm sorry.
I thought he saw some things movies that have sound now?
I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah, they're making a 9th Star Wars. The 8th one's not out yet, but the 9th one's going to be out in May of 2019. But fuck this show.
What's the release date, though? I want to know.
May 2019.
May 2019?
Yeah.
Can we get our
normally, they're in December. 7 was in December. 8's going to be in December. 9 in May.
Why not a Christmas release?
Because fuck them. That's why. All
right. You think they're going to put spinoffs in between, though? Like the Lando movie or something like that?
Yeah, I think there's another Star Wars anthology movie announced in between, but no one knows what it is.
But wasn't there like a Star Wars like opera kind of? There was like a Star
if
Wars
you know about fucking operas, then...
No, but there was a Star Wars release that wasn't connected to this trilogy.
Why would you call it an opera?
But what was it?
They had
that was like a space opera.
They had like a side... They're all space operas. That's like the name
Rogue
of the fucking...
Oh, yeah, a space opera was technically an opera, but like...
They had a side story, yeah. It wasn't based in the main Star Wars universe.
Okay. It's not called Star Wars a space opera.
But what do they call it, an opera? I don't know.
Space... No one calls it an opera.
A space opera.
A space opera is a term because it's like... It's in space, but it's a big ordeal, and it's spectacular.
Okay.
Like an opera. You ever been to the opera?
No.
Have you seen the fucking Toronto Symphysis?
Have you seen the synopsis?
Motherfucker? The Toronto synopsis?
You know who Mike Myers is?
I do. I know him.
Thank you.
Have you seen The Love Guru?
Is that the one where he's like something to do with hockey?
He's a love guru for hockey, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says he still wants to make Austin Powers 4, and he's trying to get it made.
They'll do it.
Thoughts? Have you seen the Austin Powers movie?
Yeah, I've seen that's the one I've seen.
You've seen the Austin
Powers? No, but I did like the first two. Gold Members was like...
It had Beyonce in it. Gold Members.
It was all right.
He's Gold
Members.
It was like great.
Yes, Beyonce did a good job in that movie.
Yeah.
Debatable.
She's Foxy Cleopatra.
Rightfully... Hillary Clinton probably would not know Beyonce without Austin Powers 3.
That's not true. Beyonce is like, everybody knows Beyonce.
Without Austin Powers?
Yeah, what the fuck? She wasn't fucking...
You think Austin Powers put Beyonce on
the
map?
Two million?
Mike Myers can
For
like...
For many old white
like,
people?
I made like, Beyonce who she is. I'm Mike Myers.
For many old white people, I'm pretty sure like
I feel like
Beyonce
old white people don't
standard.
Like Austin Powers.
Oh, man. It's my old Scottish grandparents.
Yeah, that's
me
anecdotal. That's like one old white person.
And that's Scottish people. Scottish people love Mike Myers.
Yeah they like offensiveness. Yeah. So that's fair enough. But, you know,
ask my dad if he knows who Beyonce is.
Call him right now.
I should call him. Get my dad on the show. Dad, who's Beyonce?
No,
he's like, get off the drugs.
No, but he probably knows who Beyonce is. Everybody knows who Beyonce is. She's like global.
My mom probably doesn't know who Beyonce is.
Beyonce is like Ebola.
She knows who the Lord is. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Beyonce is like Ebola. You've heard of her.
What's Ebola?
Ebola?
That's
moving on. The last movie news is, it's not really news, but I just found out about it, so it's news to me.
Alright.
And if that's not what this bit is, I don't know what is. So do you know they're making a Spider-Man animated movie? To be released in theaters?
Oh.
On December 14th, if I didn't write down the year?
That just sounds dope.
I think it's next year.
What's his villain?
The only thing that's been confirmed is that it's Miles Morales.
Hey!
Being played.
Sick, man!
Oh, you know Miles Morales? No,
you know that for real, so? Know.
It's Black Spider-Man. It's it's he's a black
new
story guy.
Is he the fucking, like, protagonist?
Yeah.
Black Spider-Man?
No, yeah. Black Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, it's a black guy who is Spider-Man.
Like, and he's gonna be, like, the lead?
Yeah. He's Spider-Man. And, he's like the only Spider-Man. He's like the black guy.
And the most modern Spider-Man is like Peter Parker lost his powers, and the same type of spider that bit Peter Parker bit a black kid from projects in New York.
But Morales, is he like half?
He's
black, half.
He's
Hispanic.
Half Hispanic.
Okay. Yeah, he's half Hispanic. Yeah. So it's like that's why people are pissed that he's a white guy in the movies because he's a black guy in the comics right now.
And right now he's not anymore.
Yeah, but
you don't know shit.
Suck my dick. But I would be stoked for an animated movie about him. And do you think Donald Glover would be his voice, though?
No, it's Shameik Moore.
Because Donald did do his voice in...
He just didn't fucking... You ever see Dope?
Oh, no, I heard of that.
That's the only only thing he's, like, been in that's notable.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't know who the fuck Shameik Moore is, Bailey. Stop fucking pretending. But do you know who Liev Schreiber is?
No, I
won't. Thank you for not lying for once. You seen X-Men Origins Wolverine?
No. I saw the bootleg version, but
that would count.
Yeah, but the bootleg version with Wolverine Origins.
That's what I saw. I saw that too. And the helicopter is like a gray blob.
Exactly.
This is like insert helicopter here.
Yeah. So I can't say I really saw that movie.
Well, it's like Wolverine's brother in X-Men Origins.
Okay. All right,
you ever seen that X Ambassadors music video that has the rapper in it?
No. No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Liev Schreiber's in that music video. Okay. Anyway, Liev Schreiber's in it in an unconfirmed role.
Fuck yeah, Liev Schreiber.
So I'm going with... I fucking forgot his name. Carnage.
Carnage?
Carnage is the villain, that's my guess.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
What do you think? You think yes to Carnage?
Fuck yeah, I love Carnage.
You don't like...
I love...
I'm a lost cause, guys.
Well, because they're doing the Venom movie, they're definitely, like, they need to introduce Carnage somehow, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, throw him out in the animated movie.
Yeah, because it would be hard enough to do a Venom movie, and since they confirmed that they had a standalone for him, I wouldn't be surprised if they introduced Carnage in an alternative form.
I think Carnage, I mean, I think this movie comes out after the Venom movie, though.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about Carnage, though.
That's why. Like, they make a movie about Venom, and they introduce Carnage after.
Anyway, fuck movies, right?
Yeah.
We're going to move on to our main topic. So the way this works is what we're going to do, we're going to talk about a topic for about, I don't know, between 15 minutes and 4 days, and then we're going to take a little break. We're going to have some drinks, maybe drink some of this here Appleton that doesn't taste like rat piss. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it some more, and we'll repeat until I can kick you guys out of my house.
Okay.
What are we talking about this week, Bailey?
So, this week, because Trey's involved in politics, we're talking about war in the 21st century.
Yeah.
So, to broaden the spectrum, because the world is a fucked up place, we're talking about the Middle East in general right now. So...
Oh, your fucking tone is just so condescending.
God damn it, Bailey.
We're going to talk about war.
Thank you.
We're going to start talking about war by talking about what's going on right now in the Middle East. See, that's how you introduce that. It's pretty simple.
I feel like it did a good job.
I mean, you just, like, died taking that shot. But, yeah, we're taking shots. We need to try and stop us, Chris. so, yeah, the first thing I wanted to talk about is... It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's my first thought. So is it crazy?
It's also very crazy because I feel like... Donald Trump is a very, like, unpredictable president as well.
Like, I mean, that's a bit of an understatement. It's like saying I'm a bit... It's like saying you haven't seen a lot of movies.
Well, yeah, it kind of feels like we're living in, like, interesting times right now.
But do you think... You brought up Mr. Trump. Do you think he's going to affect the Middle East, though?
Well, the thing is, it's very confusing because after, like, the situation with Syria, obviously, it's not really clear what... he plans to do after. Like, there was that warning, you know, Tomahawk missile, the MOAB.
The MOAB.
The MOAB. Yeah. MOAB.
MOAB.
What is that? Mother of
all. I'm with you. It's MOAB. It's definitely MOAB.
Yeah, I thought MOAB, MOAB.
No one says MOAB. It's MOAB. If anything, it's MOAB.
It's MOAB. The mother of all bombs.
But what do you think he will do after? Do you think...
Drop the rest of them.
So, yeah, in the simplest form, let's backtrack. Yeah. Do you think it's okay that he dropped the strongest non-nuclear bomb on Afghanistan?
Say yes. I got your back. Yes. Yeah, what? I agree. Yeah. That's...
Yeah. No, okay.
No, here's the thing. Crazy? Yeah. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. You know what's crazy? So they dropped that one bomb, apparently. So George Bush just fucking made them make those bombs. Like, that was his thing. George W., sorry. Yeah. Apparently, they're all set to expire, like, next year.
Yeah.
So, like, if they don't drop the rest of those bombs, they're just garbage. So there are going to be a lot more of those being dropped. Otherwise, that's just, like, fucking throwing money in the trash.
Where'd you read that?
Probably on a fucking Reddit. Or
but still, that's a solid fact.
That's not
fact.
Reliable.
It's a solid fact if it's true.
No, I'm pretty sure it's true. Because I read it at least twice.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently they're all set to expire.
Because
Because they're like, obviously, like those, all those things, they have a shelf life, right?
Yeah. And the fair point that I will defend as devil's advocate is a lot of people didn't recognize, like, the idea of that bomb is to destroy tunnels as underground networks.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
Right?
Yeah. So it was a good move.
Yeah.
Quality move. Well, that's dropped. It's not like they're like, you know what? Fuck the Middle East. Just, like, throw a dart at a map and drop this bomb there. Like, yeah. It was, like, well thought through.
Like, we are all spazzing that he dropped the biggest bomb. But it was kind of tactical.
But what are you going to do, you know, not drop it? Like, if you're like, all right, Jeff, you can either drop this big-ass bomb or you can not do it. I'm like, we'll probably get to drop the bomb, let's be honest.
So then that's
the question. Do it for the lulz, right?
For our guests.
So the kids are saying.
Would Tremaine, would you drop that bomb?
Would you have done it?
Well, I mean, like, in retrospect, didn't it kill, like, a decent amount of ISIS members and also crush their infrastructure? Like, there were no civilians killed,
it did some
to
good
my
shit.
Knowledge.
And you know what? There's no nuclear fallout.
Yeah. That is a benefit.
Yeah.
Not a one fallout.
Are people, like, really debating the Moab?
Yeah, a lot.
No, people are pissed. I know people were, like, the bombing in Syria. That was, like, a...
No, people are super pissed that they dropped that.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a ballsy thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Drop this... It's one thing to, like, do, like, drone strikes, but, like, to drop a huge fucking bomb. People are, like, equating it to, like, Hiroshima, even though it's, like, fucking completely different.
Which is another technical issue, real quick. Did you even, like... In terms of general Americans and Canadians, were you aware that there was even conflict in Afghanistan anymore? Like, why the fuck did we drop a bomb in Afghanistan after all that?
Does the U.S. still have any troops in Afghanistan?
Oh, yeah. At least 7, I think, so.
they have about under 1,000, not including the private contracts.
Is there, like, an expected time when they're, like, expected to, like, withdraw?
I mean, if you ask Obama 6 years ago, they're all going to be out in 4 years.
They're supposed to withdraw by 2018 because they're doing training practices, but that's...
That means shooting brown people.
Yeah. So is Canada, but we're still there,
too. Yeah, but we, like, aim for the knees. Yeah. I think that's the difference. We aim to demobilize. And kick them while they're down.
It's a whole other hippie issue I'm not going to go off about.
Yeah, Jesus, don't aim for the Christ. Knees. But no, what I wanted to touch base on, I forgot. But, because the biggest thing is because war in the 21st century, that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you don't, like, wage war on a country anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're at war with Afghanistan. It's like, all right, we're at war with this faction of people. Wherever they are, we're going to follow them. We're going to try and fuck them up. So if you're following a group of migrating people, you find that they have tunnels in fucking South Korea, you're probably going to bomb South Korea. Because you don't care who the fuck's in the way. You're at war with these people. And fuck them. Just fuck them.
Yeah. So.
That's it. Don't fucking sidetrack. Agree with me. Be like, no, Jeff, you're right.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree with you.
You're welcome back anytime.
I agree with you. You're just getting a little aggressive.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
But, so, let's make it more political in the simple sense, though.
I thought that was
if
pretty simple.
If ISIS moves from Iraq to Afghanistan, should America still be allowed to shoot the fuck out of them?
It probably will anyway.
As far as legality goes, I mean, it's...
That's my concern. Well, I agree, but should they be allowed to shoot the fuck out of
them? Well, wasn't it an illegally started war in the first place?
Technically, I guess.
Technically, yeah.
But with Iraq, yes, but in Afghanistan is...
Like, Afghanistan was legal, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, I guess they were going after Al-Qaeda.
But we're not fighting the Taliban in this case.
But that's the thing, because it's not... When you, like, fight a normal war, like, when World War II happens, you, like, have a declaration of war.
Yeah, you have sovereign states.
It's one country versus another country.
Yeah.
But when it's a war on terror, it's all shades of gray.
But so, go on. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Shades of Grey?
But I mean, like, doesn't...
50 of them?
Like, Al-Qaeda... Al-Qaeda have ties to ISIS or, like, an offshoot or, like, some...
They're the same color, I think. No. The same shade, right? But...
They agree in the same philosophies, but if you really want to get deep politically, Al-Qaeda denied ISIS because they don't believe in that form of extremism.
Yeah, like, ISIS is, like, Al-Qaeda on steroids, basically. Yeah.
Like, Al-Qaeda believes in Muslim empowerment and Islam extremism, but not living by the caliphate.
Okay.
And that's the key difference, that ISIS wants to live by the caliphate. And
the caliphate.
Even Al-Qaeda is going like, this was made 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, when Al-Qaeda's like, you guys need to tone it down a notch.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah, it's like, tone it down.
Take the rest, guys. You guys are being a little bit rash.
Yeah, when Al-Qaeda is the voice of reason.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's what I mean. Like, if Al-Qaeda's going like,
yeah, you guys are fucked up, man. You just chill out a bit.
But yeah. Jeff brings up an important point.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
thank you.
War is not between two sovereign states, right? So the Middle East, the biggest issue now, whether it be Al-Qaeda, whether it be Al-Shabaab, whether it be fucking ISIS,
isn't
that right?
Shawarma place? Alibaba, that's the
shawarma. That's too shit. We're not fighting a sovereign state, a nation with territory. So the Middle East, right? Whether we're America... or goddamn
that
Great
sounded
Britain.
Fucking disgusting. Sounds something you got like stuck in your throat or something.
Right? You need a tissue?
No matter. How do we define fighting a war with them anymore? We just gonna drop bombs all willy nilly across the Middle East, or
yeah,
what the fuck we gonna do?
That's the biggest thing. Who's gonna stop you? Right?
That's Russia. Well, that's what America thinks until we get fucked up.
Like the three of us?
We as in North Americans.
But who would fuck up North America?
Russia, that's it.
Yeah,
Russia's the only option. Yeah.
Someone hits New York, we're fucked as Torontonians.
I'll be fine.
We at least get the nuclear fallout. Look at Yellowstone Park blows up, we get fucked. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but someone drops a bomb in New York.
If you
want to
talk like clouds
us.
Covering the sun and then like raining.
Same thing happens with nuclear fallout here.
Yeah, but on a smaller scale.
Yeah, and then again, we're going to fucking.
The biggest thing
ISIS.
That people don't realize, people always talk about like, oh, missiles are going to be launched. There's like so many anti-missile fucking gunmen at the ready. At all times.
Make love, not bombs.
Like, when
to intercept.
When the Cold War started, they just built 1 million bases in Alaska of just guns pointed at the sky, ready to shoot down missiles. Granted, if they shoot 40 missiles, you're not shooting down all 40.
Yeah.
But, like, Washington will probably be fine. You know what I mean? Like, people always act like, oh no, if they shoot one missile, it's
then
game
it's
over.
Yeah.
But, like, at all times, there's people ready to shoot down those missiles. If you shoot a missile in North Korea, there's probably no more North Korea, but, like, America will be fine.
Yeah.
In my extension, the three of us will be fine.
We'll be good, man.
End of thought.
Just real quick.
Yes.
Do you think it's all over oil and resources, or do you think it's actual trying to spread democracy?
Ha.
Tremaine Gomes.
Yeah, you don't want my
opinion. Well, I feel like that's a very good question, because I feel like that's something that ties way back into like the history of America, you know, the idea of like spreading democracy and goodwill. I believe it's under the pretense of, you know, democracy,
you
but also
guys.
Yeah, I think so to an extent.
The guys, you agree with the guys?
You think they're like, yeah, we're here to spread democracy, but really it's like trying to make bank.
Well, I don't know. I just like I feel like America has this idea of like American like exceptionalism. Like, you know, you do anything better than anyone else. They hate us because we're free. We have to like instill democracy in them.
So are we instilling democracy?
I definitely don't feel so at all. But maybe in like the heads of some politicians that actually believe that.
But what do you think is actually happening? Like,
yeah, we're asking you, not
the Secretary of Defense. Why do you think he's like, all right, we got to drop that bomb, so we can make sure they vote real soon? Or
well,
like,
I feel
we
like
secure our assets.
Arguably, people like you could see. It is kind of like an offset of, like, I guess, like, imperialism, you know? Like, in the sense that it's not, like, as direct as before, for example, but you can still, like, take resources and like, institute your democracy, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So.
What do you think, Bailey? Answer your own question.
For me, I think it's about oil. Everyone owns resources. Everyone wants resources. Like, look at how we're developing fracking, right?
Fracking?
Yeah, fracking.
Is that what the kids are calling fucking these days?
No.
What's fracking? Is that another fucking anagram?
I've done too many presentations on this. I'm trying not to make it deep. But fracking is where you kind of force the oil out of the ground, right? When you do normal...
How many presentations have you done on fracking?
Too many. I went to journalism school.
So you're like, all right, today, again, we're going to talk about taking oil out of the ground.
I did three, actually, because I did a presentation on natural resources.
How many of those were you there for? Was it just god-awful? Like, no, Bailey, came to the same
them.
Presentation.
No, not for him.
Any fracking.
None of them for him. None of them for him. But we have fracking in North America, but no humane oil extraction. So I think that...
Are we, like, killing dogs by, like...
No, we're...
Even by inhumane oil extraction.
We're kind of shattering the Earth's, like... platelets and causing our water table to be poisoned by the oil that we have above the Earth's crust.
I mean, maybe the oil shouldn't be there. Maybe that's the oil's fault.
Maybe that's why we should take it all out.
Yeah. We're trying to get, if the oil's going into the ocean, we're saving the day. We're going to suck it out of the ground and put it in the cars.
Yeah, put it in the cars and then it's all going to be okay.
And then it's the sun's.
But no, I definitely think it's all over oil. Like, seriously, look at Saudi Arabia, look at Libya, all that shit. I had to deal with all of it. Like,
yeah, it's, when
Libya
you look
is
at...
my biggest example. Fucking look at Libya. Libya was caused by government politics.
Gaddafi... What about Qatar? How do you feel about Qatar? How do you feel about a word with a Q without a U?
I'm very uncomfortable
with
it. I don't
like it.
It sounds real weird. It
should be Qatar. Put a U in there.
Yeah, what do you feel about Quatar, Trey?
I feel like there should be one U.
Would it sound too much like Quasar?
No, I think there should be a U in there.
There should be a U, right?
I think
or
so.
Just make it a K. If you're going to have it be Qatar, like...
I can see that.
Just make it a K.
But why not, just add a U.
I'm going to ask you a nerd question.
Yes.
Do you know what a Quasar is?
No. No, he was just smiling
and
nodding
when
I said Quasar. That's a real word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quasar's
it's the
a
hopes
real
and
word.
Dreams of a virgin child.
Yeah. Like, when you go to heaven as a Muslim, you get a quasar of virgins.
What? It's like a very creepy term.
Wait, do you spell it the same way, though, or?
Q-U-A-S?
Nope.
Really? Yeah, it is.
Try again.
Q-U-E-S?
Nope.
How do I spell?
Q-U-A-Z-A-R.
No.
Quasar.
There's no Z.
It says, or Z. Depends who you ask.
This suck my dick.
anyway, yeah, no, oil, right? What are you going to do?
Yeah. Do you think...
Do you think we should have renewable energy sources?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody...
Yeah, probably solve all the problems.
Yeah.
Let's go geothermal, right, guys?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
This week's show is sponsored by Geothermal Power.
That's actually. You never gave our sponsor for this. I don't. We'll move past it.
All right, I think we're going to take a little break. All right, we're going to come back here and talk about a different fucked up thing.
Yeah, because Jeff sucks at naming our sponsors so we don't get paid. Let's get out of here.
The first words in this game you won.
And we're
bang,
back.
Bang.
So I forgot to mention up top, but we have a sponsor for this week. Very exciting.
Yeah.
This week's show is brought to you by Mineral Water, full of antioxidants and a daily dose of vitamins and minerals. Not really, it's sugar water, but fuck you, you'll drink it anyway. Vitamin water, go fuck yourself.
That's the goddamn sponsor.
Thank you, Vitamin Water.
Yeah, Vitamin Water, thank you for my lifetime supply of vitamin water. And go fuck yourself, too. Anyway, we're talking about war or something, right?
Yeah. Good old war.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about what's going on in the good old North Korea.
Good old North Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about his hair? 10 out of 10 or?
I think a 9.
Nine
I think
nine.
He needs more gel.
A little bit more gel
and
would
I'd
be
give
a 10?
I'd give it a 10. He's a good looking guy, though.
But what do you say about the fact that his haircut inspired every single Toronto fuckboy's haircut?
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know
at all.
Any president in Toronto who looks at Kim Jong-il as like a prototype.
And you're like, oh shit, I'll get so many bitches if I get that haircut.
This doesn't look like the photo of Kim Jong-il.
I feel like it does. I feel like it does.
Well, you're definitely wrong.
He's got it real short at the sides. He takes a little bit of wax, makes it. You see the latest one? He made a flat top, bruh.
Yeah, God, but their haircut doesn't make the man. You know, some men can rock certain haircuts. That's not, a dictator can't rock a haircut like that.
When you're a dictator, your haircut choice is crucial.
Freak looks whack. Either way, no one's looking at he's like a sex symbol or something. No one's ever like Kim Jong Un is like the new Brad Pitt.
I'd give him a go.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. That's a lie. I'd give him a You'd go. Probably be disgusted halfway through. You'd be like, what am I doing?
Yeah, but I'd get at least halfway through.
Someone of that stature.
I probably wouldn't finish, but
I would probably give Donald Trump a 20-second hand job and just go on a rant of how much I hate him.
Is that like, do you start 15 seconds in so you have 5 seconds of jerking while you're...
No, you gotta feel,
I think you're a shitty human being, and I think what you're doing for America is, and then you pull your hand away and you're like, yeah, you're the fucking devil. Or
I,
be like,
I don't know, I feel like
clean cut.
I feel like I might go the Monica Lewinsky way and try to write like a book about it.
I mean, that's...
Like, as far as I can get.
I mean, if a president would fuck me, I'd probably fuck them. Yeah. I'd get so a good...
You're part of history now. Yeah, you're right? Like going down...
Like, Monica Lewinsky is like... More or less kind of a whore.
But now she goes down as like a...
She's like, I know her name.
She's
writing
books.
Yeah.
She's
a household name. Yeah. Everyone knows who Monica Lewinsky is. Yeah. She's just the guy who fucked a merry man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton apparently has that good.
That good? He's got girth.
Got that girth.
The girth. Do you think Kim
Jong-un... We got really off topic. Yeah,
apparently they call him Girth Brooks.
You think Kim Jong-un's got that D, though?
Probably.
No, he's like super Korean. What do you think?
But you think the weapons... You think the weapons are there to make up for his lack of...
Oh, yeah.
Penis
size. That's a solid question.
Same with Donald Trump.
Yeah. Same with Trump.
Yo, I heard
Trump's gonna bomb the fuck out of everyone until they think our dicks are big.
Yo, but have you seen Trump golfing? He's packing heat. Is
yeah, I'm saying he's shooting some tight pants.
He's back in heat. He's back in 9mm at least.
Oh, God. More like 25-inch ass. God damn.
Yo, he's thick, bro.
Trump got that thick ass.
So I want to on a serious note.
Can you go on a serious note after that?
I think we can. Okay. So like, do you think you could beat Trump in a game of golf?
Probably not.
Yeah, you're...
I'm black,
but you're pretty dark. You're pretty dark.
I can't swim or bike. I'm telling you.
You can't swim? Don't be a stereotype.
No, I can't swim.
I'm going to teach you to swim.
I'm down. Let's
go. You can teach me to play basketball. I'll teach you to swim.
I'm down.
And everything will be okay.
Jeff's okay at basketball. I'm the one that's
trying.
I'm 6'5". If I wasn't okay at basketball, I'd be insulting.
By this next podcast, I will not come back if I can't learn to swim by then.
All right. Well, put some floaties on your arms.
No, my white girlfriend tells me all the time. She's like, you really need to know how to swim.
Dude, can you actually, like, not swim at all?
I can't. I will die in, like...
All right, we're going to a pool this summer.
Let's do it. I'll probably die.
I'm going to push you in the deep end.
Let's do it.
Oh, God.
Sink or swim, my friend.
That's a hate crime. You can't just push a black man in a deep end.
Yeah, sure, I go right to jail. Well, all right, we're going to go to the
States.
You
obviously knew he couldn't swim.
We're going to go to Georgia, and then I'll push you in the deep end. And it'll be like, oh, good job.
Full circle. You think Kim Jong-un knows how to swim?
No.
Probably not.
Exactly.
I bet that dude has like a private pool.
Think he took swimming
lessons?
Yeah,
probably.
I feel like his dad probably pushed him in the deep end.
But it would fuck up their haircut.
Yeah, but
No, that's not how... Come on, man.
Come on,
Who let this guy host the show?
God.
But then he's the supreme leader if he ain't got the right haircut.
You know, we're gonna talk about some real shit.
It's more than the haircut, man.
We're gonna talk about some real shit. So, do you think Korea will ever launch a nuke?
I want to say yes, because he's just so crazy. Well, I mean, they're not at the level yet. I mean, they can't launch like an intercontinental ballistic missile yet. But so I feel like when they can,
I think they could hit Australia if they wanted to.
No, I think their biggest threat is just to bomb the fuck out of Seoul, South Korea.
And kill, like, American troops that are stationed there.
I think you just say Seoul, fucking...
Seoul?
It's just Seoul. Yeah,
fair enough.
Well, I feel like that's the biggest threat, that they would kill, like, American troops that are stationed in...
Not even American, it's the humanitarian cause.
Like, yeah, just to prove a point. Yeah.
We can kill millions of people.
It's like a dick-showing contest.
Yeah, as soon as America puts troops on our ground, we bomb the fuck out of South Korea, you lose.
Yeah, no. It's a good point. But would they really... I mean, if they're going to bomb South Korea, it'd probably be more about South Korea than it would be about America. Because they fucking hate South Korea.
Yeah.
But they hate America more because America.
Is it because of that James Franco movie?
Because of the James Franco movie.
Did you see that movie? Oh, dude. Okay, let me tell you. Do you know about the movie? We're going back to Jeff's movie.
Wait, what the interview. Fuck, I don't know.
You never saw the interview?
I've seen clips of it. It looks it's so actually fucking stupid. It
pretty fucking good. Dude.
It's actually, yeah, it's funny.
Don't lie to me. So, I've seen like the first 20 minutes.
So James Franco's a reporter, or like he's a news anchor kind of guy.
He's like Bill O'Reilly.
He interviews people, and then sort of like, all right, we need like you're gonna go to North Korea under the guise of being a reporter, but you're gonna assassinate him. That's your job. And then he goes, he's like, okay, I can do this. And he goes, and like, Kim Jong-un's just like the greatest dude in the world, and they become best friends.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers! Spoiler alert, he's actually a piece of shit.
Yeah. Spoiler!
And then, yeah, he kills him.
Oh, come on, I haven't seen the movie yet, man.
Now you have. Well, it's not that good. God, you'll be fine.
You said it was good!
Alright, then fuck the movie. Right, do you think North
Korea... Fuck the movie! Sorry.
So passionate. Do you think Kim Jong-un and China would really actually spend the time to hack that movie, though?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Yes?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's rather convenient that, like, all the Sony hacks happened right after that movie came out.
Well, China is North Korea's, like, closest ally. But I don't think China would want to get...
But they would spend all that money and all those resources on trying to hack a James Franco movie?
Yes, because it was insulting. It's all about honor.
Yeah, but the thing
Have you heard of seppuku?
But the thing is, he's like a very... like
Japanese, you motherfucker.
But the thing is, he's like a very like irrational leader. You know, like it sounds kind of crazy, but you never really know. Like, it is kind of plausible that he would go to... But I don't think China would.
You don't think China would be a part?
Yeah. Well, they're a close ally, but I don't see them hacking.
You don't see them hacking Sony?
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree. Like, I feel like they probably hack Sony.
Like, why the fuck would they have an initiative to hack Sony other than a movie by James Franco?
Because they got pissed?
That's ridiculous.
They got pissed.
But why Sony? The PlayStation.
It's all a big dick contest. All their production. Everything is about who has the biggest dick. That's what fucking global politics is all about.
It is.
That's why Germany will fail, because they have Angela Merkel, and she probably doesn't have the biggest dick.
Her dick isn't big enough.
It's not big enough. That's why
Trump said so.
But Angela Merkel has the biggest dick.
I'll see his golf photos. I'm just saying. Putting it out there.
You're really like...
He's packing... I've seen photos. I've seen close-ups.
You're really into this golf photo.
What? He's thick as fuck, bro. He's thick, man. With a capital CC.
Tick, brethren.
THICC.
Oh, God.
Bailey, do that accent one more time.
No, I'm not doing it one more time. Please do it. You get him one. But, seriously, do you think it's a threat to North America?
Probably not.
Well, currently it doesn't have any, like... intercontinental ballistic missiles. So it can't really do anything now, but possibly in the future. When it has the ability to develop missiles that will actually hit. But then, like, North America can actually, like, intercept. So I have no...
Here's the thing. I'm talking about this, I think, off-air, which I should probably never talk about things off-air, because I forget what's... My world is on this podcast. Every intelligent thought I've had is on this podcast.
Okay.
But basically the U.S. can fucking shoot down... more or less any missile that comes their way, if it comes from the western side of America.
Yeah.
Unless you're a flat earther, then I guess it comes from the east side.
Yeah.
But it's got to go around. It's got to go under and over.
Yeah.
But can missile? Anyway, that's a whole different.
You're a shill.
Join us next week when we talk about the flat earth theory. But yeah, no, they can fucking shoot down any missile. So like, North Korea is not shooting fucking 475 missiles. They can maybe shoot one. And there's going to be some guy named fucking Chuck who's just sitting there like, I got one, and just fucking shoots it out of the sky.
Yeah, the thing is, they don't even have, like, one missile down that can strike North America. Maybe in, like, 10 years, they'll...
Maybe hit Alaska.
Well, I mean, that's what...
Maybe Los Angeles, then, though. It's a close distance.
I know, but no one. That's not like based on any actual like evidence that they can actually strike.
What yeah, about a, what about how an much ally? Japanese, Japan, Japanese.
Well, yeah, they can strike within
Japan
Asia
is our
for
ally.
Sure. They
yeah, but
can
fuck
definitely strike within Asia.
Hit
they bomb Pearl Harbor. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Hold a grudge.
See, my biggest issue is I think we all forgot why the Korean War occurred.
The Korean
that
War
was
occurred?
Not English. Why the Korean War occurred?
Why did the Korean War occur?
That's up to Tremaine.
Are we going to talk about MASH or is that Vietnam?
MASH is Vietnam.
Ah, fuck. I got nothing then. I know that the dad in that 70s show was in Korea.
Well, yeah. I don't know that much about the
that's
Korean
about
War
all
in
I got.
Other than China has been an ally of North Korea.
That's all you know?
Involving, well, I mean, obviously, well, okay, not obviously, but I could see there being...
Were they promoting communism?
Well, North Korea promoting communism, South Korea promoting capitalism.
Was there one Korea back then?
Yeah.
Was it was just Korea?
Just Korea.
That makes more sense.
Kim Jong, whatever, Il, the dude before
it was
Il.
Fling.
What was the name before Il?
It was Fling.
Fling? Kim Jong Fling.
That's not real.
We're going with that. Kim Jong Fling.
No, that's.
Kim Jong Fling, the grandfather of Kim Jong
Un.
Wasn't Un 1 and 2?
Grandfather of Un.
Un is the grandson
of Kim Jong Fling.
Kim Jong Fling.
It goes Kim Jong Fling.
I don't think it's a.
Kim Jong Il.
It ain't Fling, but we're running with it.
Yo, Karan just messes. Yeah, Karan just said, whoever your
fuck
friend is,
Karan.
Tell him to meet me and we'll have a good time. Who said bye and hang the fuck up?
Yo, yeah, what are you going to do?
Get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
Okay,
we're talking about Korea.
Issues. Going back to the real issues.
The grandfather of Kim Jong Il.
Grandfather of Kim Jong Un.
Getting the math backwards.
Yeah.
The grandfather of the situation was a
that's
rebel,
a whole different
just
person.
Like the Viet Cong. So he felt that the Korean government was being despotist, and he decided to become his own dictator. So that's why he made North Korea. That's very simplified.
I mean, if you were going to be in that situation, you'd probably also make North Korea.
Well, considering the other situations of China and Japan, that would be a good alternative.
I mean, South Korea is doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, but it didn't get made until he fucked shit up.
South Korea was, like, fucked up until North Korea was a thing?
Well, all of Korea was, like, iffy because World War II and Japan was kind of nuclear bombed, not from the people causing this war, but, you know. Like, that's the biggest... convoluted issue is because the destabilization of that Asian region of Korea, China, and Japan all happened because America bombed the fuck out of Japan, and now we have to figure out how to, like, solve that situation. But no one's recognizing the fact that, like, all this is caused because we dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, like I said, all of war is boiled down to who has the biggest dick. And if you drop a bomb on a country twice, your dick's fucking huge.
So what's a bigger dick than a nuclear bomb?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So everyone else lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. America's got the biggest dick. North Korea's like, I don't know, mine's still pretty good. I'm going to just go up here. I'm gonna prepare to show you my big dick. South Korea's like, you know, it's pretty small. I'm going to just hang out. I'm going to hang out right here. And China's like, well, I know it's small, but like.
I feel like North Korea is a shower, but not a grower.
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like yeah. North Korea is more of a grower than a shower. America is all show, no grow.
Yeah, so Kim Jong Fling.
he's all grow, no show.
All grow, no show.
But America is all show, no grow.
Yeah.
They're packing 6.5 flasks, but there's no grow.
Just like me and Tep pretend because we're very white. We're packing 6.5.
We're
packing like,
6.5.
We're saying that to you publicly.
But there's no grow. It's 6.5 flaccid. You're like, oh, that's pretty impressive.
This
I'm like,
a lot of penis talk.
But that's the limit.
We're talking about Kim Jong Fling here. Not
we're talking about dick size here.
No, we're talking.
But we're talking about the geopolitical climate of Southeast Asia.
Related to
is what we're
size.
Really talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you feel like he actually subjugates his people?
How big of a dick is too big?
Yeah.
Is there any question?
Fuck war. Fuck war. How much of a dick is too big?
Probably like 8 to like anything past 8.
Anything past 8 is too big? Well, right. I'm still doing okay. Anyway, I think it's time to take a break.
Let's take a break.
I'm done with talking about Southeast Asia.
And dicks.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a different thing. We'll be back.
Hey.
You're waiting for the chance to break my words.
Fuck it, I'm going to do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Let's do it live.
Do it live.
Welcome back to the podcast where we say fuck it and do it live.
Fuck it, we're doing it so live.
We drank all the Appleton and shit's about to get real fucking vulgar.
Oh, real vulgar. We drank a lot.
I'm about to urinate all over this table.
Let me just make note, I fucked up everyone in Call of Duty. And we're about to fucking do it live.
I won the second game.
Yeah, but no one gives a fuck. So we're talking about war in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And
Insert air horn. But
I want to ask you guys, how do you guys feel about things? You know,
how about things?
Things are good.
No, but if I had to ask, like, I guess I should probably be the one asking questions, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
But what do you think? Like, the biggest thing is we worry about World War III coming, right?
Yeah.
And it's how do you think it'll affect us as young people, and do you think conscription will become a thing?
Ah, it didn't work.
Plugged it. Do you think conscription will be a thing again come World War III, once it happens in the next 3 years?
Yeah, once it happens, I think it will. And that's the scary part.
Do you think conscription will ever become a thing again, though?
I think so.
Trey, your thoughts?
I could see so, but personally, I don't see World War III happening that quickly.
That's a better answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the topic has been talked about for so long.
Yeah.
I don't like the term people saying World War III.
Yeah, like, I don't think we're closer than we were, like, for example, in comparison to the Cold War than we are to, like, World War III currently.
I mean, we look at how we've talked at length how the way war is fought has changed.
Yeah.
And the thing I think about is, like, the quote from Albert Einstein, like, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know World War IV will be fought with, like, stones and rocks.
Yeah.
Because, like, if there's a World War III, it means everyone's getting blown to shit.
Yeah.
Like, World War III isn't going to be, like, people walking around shooting each other. It's going to be, like, countries blowing the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Like, once war happens, everyone has nukes.
Yeah.
Everyone has nukes, so I feel like that's everyone, like, fights for the fact of nuclear deterrent. That's why they have bombs.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of prevents World War III,
right? I mean, that's also why there probably hasn't been a war. So, like, everybody has, well, not everybody, but I mean, like, the U.S. has, like, a shitload of nuclear weapons.
There's a good chunk of countries who have, like, a decent amount.
But I mean, like, in terms of, like, intercepting and who would probably win.
No, you're good. That's why the idea of North Korea freaks me out, because, yeah, maybe we might have not an all-out nuclear war, but they're going to bomb the fuck out of South Korea and millions of people die.
Yeah, but
do you think they will do it just in, like, in the terms of, like, if they do it, then, like, what's going to happen to them? They could easily get, like, wiped out.
Because it's more likely that you kill 4 million people in Seoul than you kill the people in Los Angeles.
Well, the thing is, even if North Korea makes the stupid decision where, like, we're going to launch a nuke at South Korea,
yeah,
before that bomb hits the ground, North Korea's gone for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's pretty much, like, the last move that they'll
the last, ever. Yeah, they'll, yeah. They can make their last chess move. They can move rook to fucking queen two, but, like, they'll be like, ah, oh, this is it. This is what we're going to go down for. We're like, well, yeah, because that's the last thing you ever did. If they launch a nuke at South Korea, there's no more North Korea.
Which, I agree, but this is where Trump scares me, right? Now you have two dictators obsessed with power that aren't thinking of the big picture, right? Their vision is who's going to be the strongest leader in the world.
The thing is, though, like, I feel like people give the American president too much credit. Like, a lot of stuff is done a lot by votes, and for the most part, the American president's kind of a face. So, like, when people say, like, oh, Trump's in charge, so now he can just bomb whoever the fuck he wants, I feel like that's not as much of the case as people like to believe. So, like, say I'm the president of America tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't just be like, you know what, fuck China. Let's bomb China. You can't just do that. You don't have, even though, like, you're the president of the United States, you don't have the authority to just be like, let's bomb China today.
The thing is, I feel like I agree to an extent. Like but in a sense, he still is the commander in chief, and also like bringing into effect like his rhetoric, like of North Korea and the fact that he is more like definitely more aggressive towards attacking North Korea than like Obama or even like George.
But
Bush.
The thing is, at this point, still it's all rhetoric, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants, but like. Right now, he can't just launch a missile at North Korea unprovoked. Like, what George Bush did was super illegal.
Yeah.
Like, he proclaimed war without consulting Congress. Like, if you go to war, Congress has to vote on going to war.
Yeah.
The president can propose it, but that's it.
Yeah.
Once he proposes it, his hands are out of it. Like, there's only so much the president can do before it's out of his hands. Like, he can act retaliatorily, like he can make a defensive decision, but as far as being like, I'm going to make this unprovoked decision to go to war with this country,
mm-hmm.
if he does that, he's in jail.
Yeah. So, forget the Moab shit and the fact that he did that.
Moab.
The general public thinks we're withdrawn from Afghanistan, so is it appropriate that he declares war there? Is it appropriate that he actually drops a bomb there?
That's the gray area, right? Like, that's not war.
Touché.
If you launch a bomb on a sovereign state, if you're like, we're bombing this country,
yeah,
that's war.
Yeah.
If you're like, we're going to kill some ISIS who happens to be in this country, regardless of whatever country it is, that's not war.
Yeah.
But if you're like, fuck this country, we're going to fucking bomb them, that's war.
But the thing is, I don't feel like necessarily the U.S. will attack, like, North Korea in the near future, but I feel like in general tensions are very high in comparison.
It's a big dick.
So like, let's say like six months ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tensions definitely seem a lot higher.
Worse.
Yeah.
It's definitely worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the interview movie was probably like the highest peak of tension. Kim Jong Un was pretty pissed at that movie.
Oh, he was real cheese. Yeah. He's real cheese.
He was real cheese. Fuck that James Franco dude. Do you think he has like a wall? You know when like there's like a bad guy who was like. Oh, like a dartboard that's just like someone's face. You think Kim Jong Un has like a James Franco dartboard?
Oh yeah, and Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen because he's easier.
Nah, I feel like James Franco is like the picture of like Western society. If you're Kim Jong Un,
he is.
Seth Rogen's just like this fucking Jew.
I would still want the fat like Jew ginger guy to throw the fucking darts at.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe he has one of each, one for each hand. And
so
it's
I
just
may
like...
look at James Franco because I would look at James Franco and cry because I'm not as handsome as him. I mean, man cut his arm off in a movie, so it's like hard to beat that. So if you're Kim Jong Un,
you think
go...
Kim Jong Un's seen 127 Hours?
I don't think he watches American movies.
No,
he just watches.
Who knows?
Kim Jong Un saw 127 Hours. There's no way about his daddy was in love with movies. He's in love with movies. It's a go-to.
Okay, but he's not.
That's why he was so offended.
His father was.
Yeah.
But why would
we're not just our parents' children, Bailey.
Yeah.
We're individuals.
But why would you be so influenced by the interview if your daddy wasn't? You know what I mean? Like.
You know what I mean? Because they fucking straight up insulted him personally.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like,
that's why.
When you're, like, a dictator leader of a country in any, like, pretty much you can, like, repress anyone inside your country. But, like, once, like, another, you know, like in America, another, what am I trying to say here? But anyway, like, when you have control of your own perception and that goes outside of your country and people can attack you, and that has, like,
repercussions. Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
And it also, totally like, creates, like, a vendetta.
So sure. Do you think it's fair that America is trying to instill democracy on not only North Korea, but the world?
I don't think they're trying to instill democracy on North Korea.
I thought that was their goal, though.
No, they're just like,
they're
fuck
just, like protecting themselves. Like, to yeah. like, I don't think they're like they're not actively trying to pursue democracy in North Korea. It's more of like a North like situations that are very hostile.
So it's a defensive position.
Well, it's more of like the being like precautious of North Korea having like or having the ability to have intercontinental.
So would that not be the same as acting as the world police? Right?
Like America?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's going at. Like America, world police. Fuck yeah. You're telling me they're not acting like that with their current wartime situation, right? Like Afghanistan dropping the Moab, dealing with Korea in such a sensitive way.
But the thing is, if you look at like the way the UN runs, right? Like as far as military force goes, everyone just kind of like looks to the U.S. and being like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because with the combined forces of the rest of the established Western countries, like the U.S. is fucking the top of military spending and the top of what they can do to defend things, right?
Yeah.
So everyone kind of looks at the U.S. like, yeah, there's a problem, but what are you going to do about it? So, like, they're expected to do that.
Rightfully, I do agree, but in the same sense, the other UN countries could argue the fact that they're just vetoing on any vote they make, right? Because they sit on the top six of the Security Council. If the U.S. vetoes anything, then it doesn't go through.
That's not true.
Yeah, no. If you're on it's Russia, Canada, America, the U.S., the U.K.
You don't know the other ones, do you?
Britain.
You said UK already.
Germany.
That's one.
And the sixth is French. France.
Sure. Is China not France? On the security?
It's China. That's it. You got it. It's China. But they have like a veto vote. Like they have the ultimate say on the Security Council, don't they?
The U.S. can't veto whatever the fuck they want. That's not how the UN works.
Yeah, when one board of the top six Security Council vetoes something, the UN doesn't have to, like, they automatically disagree with it.
There's specific instances where that happens, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not the way the UN works, which is what you're inferring.
That is what I was inferring.
No, there's specific instances where if it's a matter of world security and a number of what they call the big six says, no, I think this is a matter of global security. If they veto it, they're saying, as I am one of the people who takes care of the security of the world, I think this is fucked up. They take that as fucking gospel. But any other aspect, they don't give a fuck. You're another vote.
Okay.
But it's the same thing if Germany vetoed it. It's the same thing as if the U.S. vetoed it. So there's been more instances, obviously, because the U.S. is the king of the big dick contest. Where they're like, you know what, fuck it, I veto it.
Yeah.
The U.S. probably vetoes more than anyone else, but they have no higher of a vote than anyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're seeing some fake news, apparently.
Apparently, I have.
Anywho.
Anywho.
Any other thoughts, Bailey?
Just in general. Okay, since you corrected the fuck out of me.
As I do.
Long story short, do you think it's fair that America acts the way that they do considering they sit on the council?
What do you mean? Like, do you think it's fair that they propose the actions that they do? Let's be clear. Okay,
or they
so.
Just... long.
I'm gonna cut you off. So, right. The biggest thing that people were pissed off about is that they had the big bombing in Syria, right? There was four countries in the world that opposed that bombing.
Yeah.
In the world, one of those was on the top six, and that was China. So, like, people act like America is doing this despicable thing and everyone hates America. 99% of the world agrees with what they do.
So how do you feel, guest Termaine?
What do you think?
What was the original question? The original question was
Jesus.
Do you think that people really, like, do you think America's just doing whatever the fuck they want?
Yeah.
To an extent. I mean, like, in the sense that, like, when America carries out actions that another country would have done, they won't face the same, like, repercussions just because of who they were.
But do you think it's fair?
No. Right? But I don't think anyone's saying that it's fair necessarily. It's just more so that, like, everybody's just kind of, like, accepted the fact that America can pretty much do whatever the fuck they want. Because they're so powerful.
I disagree.
And they have, like, so much influence on...
I do disagree as well.
I disagree.
Like, if they sit on a national...
Yeah.
Sorry. Sit on an international security council of multiple countries, do you think it's fair that they just bomb people without asking the rest of the council?
No.
So do you feel that America's acts are justified?
No.
No?
Well, I mean, like, which acts and...
The thing is, though, like, if you go... Like, that's a dumb fucking argument. Like, if, say, they're like, okay, we're going to bomb them. Hold on. Let's spend 2 weeks. We'll ask the UN if this is going to be okay. We don't know who's in cahoots with who. So we'll just be like, all right, this is our master plan. We're going to bomb these people here. You can't do that. It's the whole, like, same logic of it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. And they always get forgiveness because they're the only country with the balls to actually take action. Whereas everyone else will go through the bureaucracy.
Yeah, but that's not justifiable in the same sense. It's like, yeah, it's easier to ask for forgiveness, but is that really the way we should be running the motherfucking world?
It's the only way that works.
Is it? Is it? Have we tried? Have we had a nation other than America controlling?
But I feel like in that sense... Like, then you would always have to trust America to make, like, the most...
The thing is, though, is, like...
The best decisions.
Everyone like, thinks America kind of runs the UN, but the only thing they're really the head of is, like, war, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Everything else, they kind of take a back seat.
I know, but the thing is, I don't...
Because any other topic, everyone's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But the thing is, I can't picture the UN, like, condemning America for any... action that they
because, do. I mean, it's more of a systemic issue with the UN is fucking useless.
Yeah.
The UN doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's where I would agree.
So, like, I mean, granted, the UN's, like, in New York, so I feel like the US kind of takes that as, like, winning the big dick competition, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the UN's just fucking useless. Like, the UN has no jurisdiction over anything. It's just like, alright, we're gonna all get in a room and we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
If we have differing opinions... All right. Everyone, I guess, do whatever they want, but I guess we talked about it, so we can at least say we talked about it.
Which is exactly why the League of Nations failed, right? Before it.
Yeah.
Because it was just Britain saying, like, yeah, we're the biggest empire, this is what's good, this is how we see the world, and then Germany caused World War II, and everybody cried.
I don't know if I'd say Germany caused World War II.
Yeah, well, they
I blame Austria.
Okay, let's blame Austria.
Always blame Austria. Any closing thoughts on this topic, Tremaine?
Do you think America should stop being the world police? What do you think could change the world?
What do you think would better the world of war?
Well, the thing is, in like respect to America being the world's police, I don't think any like real positives have came out of America interfering in multiple situations in the last, let's say, like...
What about the death of terrorists?
Well...
That's probably not a good thing, right? They should probably just keep living.
Yeah.
They should probably just keep doing what they're doing.
Like, kill more infidels. For example, like, interfering in certain nations, like, offshoots just happen anyway. Like, there's no real ending a certain ideology or replacing it with something that's... far superior.
Well, yeah, I guess that's, if you look at history, that's what happens, right? Like, if they tried to defeat Al-Qaeda and they created ISIS, which is the worst version of Al-Qaeda. Yeah.
But I mean, like, in like a further view, like, are they actually helping the world?
Or are they just creating a bigger monster, the reason why the first people hated them?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it feels good to say that you're doing something right about, like, a very fucked up situation, but in, like, retrospect, looking back in time, whether they're actually making a difference or actually empower these regions, or they're functioning in a better way than they were before.
So what do you, as the all-knowing man...
It's hard. I don't, like, I don't feel like there's, like, a right answer.
If you were, like, to be like, okay, I'm in charge, what would you do?
I don't know.
What's one thing you would do differently?
Yeah.
The thing is, I honestly,
you get one choice. You're the opposite genie. So like Donald Trump, he has to do one thing you tell him, and that has nothing to do with his dick size. What would you tell him?
I honestly don't, like, it feels like some parts can be stabilized with or without your maybe action at all.
Not even like don't bomb anyone else.
Yeah,
lay off on the bombing.
Lay off on the bombing, the tax cuts, you know, international law. Let's accept that side.
But I feel like more like, I feel like morally as people, we want to do something, you know. Like, there's, like, a sense of, like, wanting to...
Speak for yourself.
I don't know. The thing is, I honestly don't know. Speak I don't know if yourself. It would be better to interfere or not interfere in certain instances of, like, dictator or, like, an oppressive regime.
It's at least 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, at least 50. Yeah.
Maybe 51.
Because I'm pretty goddamn comfortable with Trudeau being my leader. Because...
Yeah, he's all right. He can throw a punch.
So long as you have handsome hair.
Yeah.
Lead me into war.
If you have, like, some nice hair, then it's fine. It gives me something to aspire to.
Exactly.
You know?
As long as I know your hair real.
I want my, like, prime minister to be, like, someone I, like, I want to grow up and look like you. Like, Stephen Harper, I'm like, no, thank you.
Well, he's in there for a long time, so. 9 years. It's obvious.
Goddamn Canadian system.
Goddamn Canadian system. Bailey, any closing thoughts on the topic?
Any closing thoughts? I do not think that America should be the world police.
Who do you think it should be?
But what do you think?
The Ukraine?
I think it should be Kazakhstan.
That's a good call.
Because Borat.
But when do you think there's a situation that people, like, countries should actually...
But, Tremaine, stop this. Okay. Who brings people together better than Borat?
I just think you need someone to be the balls. No one else is going to be the balls. Let it be America. Who's else going to be the... Ireland? No. France? Definitely not. Like, someone needs to fucking stand up and be like, no one else is going to do anything? Fucking bomb them all. Are they in between black and white? Bomb them.
That's how...
Because I don't understand what's happening.
That's how World War III happens.
Yeah. But you know who's going to win?
America.
North America.
Oh, God. I'm, like, long story short, is I'm just worried that all these issues make us fucked as Canadians.
No, we're definitely fucked. Let's be honest. I say all these things. I can, like, pretend to have someone ask me this question because no one ever asks me the questions I pose. But what do I think should change? No one should do anything. Let things resolve themselves. Like, if you look at situations like...
But so then let's get deep.
Just sure. Ask me some questions. Quick. I'll teach you some shit.
No, real quick. Is the situation in Syria occurred because we left it alone.
Did it?
5 years later, look at what happened.
You're going to have to be more specific because there's a lot of situations going on
in
Syria.
So the Arab Spring popped off. All of a sudden, Egypt's losing its leader.
Yeah.
Fucking Libya's losing its leader. Goddamn.
What do you think led to that?
Right?
What do you think led to that?
The oil crisis in the goddamn Saudi Arabia.
What causes oil crises?
Because, I don't know.
What causes the price of oil to be so detrimental to a country collapsing?
America is it the running out
is
of
is it the interference of Western society?
Yeah. Yes.
So stay the fuck out of it, Western society.
Yes, I agree.
So my point stands strong.
So just stay out of it.
Stay the fuck out of it.
See, but then, sorry, Trey, deep cut, but then the issue...
I'm not sorry.
The why the fuck did we create Israel in the first place? Because that's the key issue
here. Did we create Israel?
America and Britain did.
Yeah? Okay.
Because we want an ally in the region.
Yeah.
No matter you attribute to World War II or the political divisions in the area, it was created
I think we shouldn't have created Israel then.
Then I agree, but where the
go
fuck...
Palestine.
Go Palestine. Where the fuck would you send all the Jews then?
They can hang out with me if they want. I got a couple couches.
Yo. Legit, that was one of my biggest questions, though. It's like,
why like how many couches do I have versus how many Jews are there?
Exactly. Why didn't we just go like...
Send them to Hollywood. They could write screenplays.
Stay here and make Hollywood great.
Yeah.
Make Hollywood great again.
Yeah.
Fuck World
War
II.
My taxes aren't going to do themselves.
If America just didn't make us great movies...
I do like a good bagel.
Oh, my God. It'd be a different world.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Stay the fuck out of it and everything would probably be better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
If everyone just like, you know what, you do you, I'm going to just stay here. I'm going to try my capitalism. I'm going to try and fucking let the housing market collapse. We'll see how that works out for me.
Yeah.
You keep making oil over there. I'm going to try and not buy that as much as I can. I'm going to try other options because I have a limited amount of oil here.
Yeah.
Everybody would be much happier.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Am I wrong?
No.
Trey, am I wrong?
I agree. Well,
we could just frack the shit out of Montana. Yeah, and just
frack it.
About it.
Just frack it all.
Frack it. Frack it.
But the thing is, okay, so
frack it left, right, and center.
One thing I'm kind of interested in, I feel like Donald Trump has kind of like deviated from that, but I mean like the kind of like America First non-interventionist. Like I feel like it would have been like interesting. Like if he actually followed out on his promise of.
That's the weirdest thing about like war now is they're always like, all right, we're up for American values. We're all just going to defend America, but we're just going to like bomb some Arabs.
Yeah.
How does that.
Yeah.
It doesn't correlate.
I agree.
But who's to say, really? I think it's time to. If no one else has any other closing thoughts.
No, go.
We're going to move on. We're going to move to our famous segment, the things that are news question of the day.
Question of the day. Question of the day. Email or not? I'm just curious.
No, this someone slid into my DMs.
Okay, someone slid into your DMs.
This one comes from @_dpslayer43.
Okay.
I don't know what DP stands for.
I don't know. You got to tell me.
I think it's like.
Probably double penetration.
I think it's. Oh, I thought I was going for Dragon Prancer. But their question is, if you were to. Be in the army, what role in the army would you want to be?
Sniper.
You want to be a sniper?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's be clear. This covers all facets.
Yeah.
You can be the nurse. You can be the guy who drives the trucks.
Sniper or spotter?
Tremaine, thoughts?
I want to be the thing that's... I want to be like the most pussy job ever. Like something that will definitely not get me.
The radio guy? You can be the radio guy.
The radio tray.
I mean, I don't think they have like a voice. You're like Echo Echo 1-9. We got a Delta 9 on our.
If
six,
I get
like,
an air horn, I'll do it.
If they bingo.
Your radio signal rather than like a beep beep. It's just a beep 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 beep. We got a bogey spotted left
we
right
got a bogey
center.
Spotted on our sector at a Delta 9 or 46-2.
I sense them. I sense close by.
You sense them too. You're not even like. They're here. It's like, I sense them.
My spidey senses.
You're the reason I want to be a sniper. I want to just chill and be like, yo, shoot that guy a mile away.
You guys chose very wrong. I want to be a fighter pilot.
Fuck that.
Still?
Yeah.
I want to be. That's.
Because the thing is, if you're like a fighter pilot in like World War II, that's a bad gig. It's a terrible gig.
But that's what people want it to be. People
it's just
want
like,
it to be pilots.
Well, yeah, no, because, like, if you look at in World War II, if you're, like, frontline infantry, you have, like, a 90% mortality rate. Because everybody dies. If you're, like, a fighter pilot, you got, like, yeah, at least, you probably have, like, a 75% chance of living. Because, like, all those shots miss. Every shot misses. You might catch one in the wing. And then, like, if your plane crashes, you have a parachute. You'll be fine.
So you'll be a fighter pilot.
It'd be a fighter pilot because nobody fights in the air anymore.
I'm in a tank or some shit. Fuck.
You want to be in Fury?
Yeah, fuck.
Did you ever see Fury?
Seen the movie Fury?
No. You haven't seen a single fucking movie.
Man.
Your last movie I watched was fucking Get Out. And before that, it was like Moonlight.
Yeah, just a couple black people movies.
I won't watch a movie unless there's three black people in it.
That's your quota?
That's my movie thing.
There's three black people in Fury.
And before that, I saw 8 Mile.
I don't know if there is.
Before that, I saw 8 Mile. That was years ago.
I can't think of a single black person in Fury, to be honest. There's not a one.
There'll be at least one.
There's definitely not one. There's not a single black person in Fury.
Maybe not a main character, but this is probably...
I don't think there's a single black person.
Or at least an Asian guy. I want to see an Asian guy in leading.
It's like all white men, and I think there's one white woman.
I want to see an Asian lead.
Asian lead in World War II movie?
Then watch any Jackie Chan movie.
I know, but Jackie Chan has been like MIA for the last.
Watch Rush Hour. You had an Asian guy and a black guy.
But I haven't seen. I haven't seen.
You got to bring back Chris Tucker. That's a whole other situation.
But I haven't seen Jackie Chan since like YTV Jackie Chan Adventures or some shit.
Oh, that's a good show. I love that show.
It was good, but I mean,
I fucking love that show. Don't talk shit about that show.
You can't yawn. Don't fucking yawn. This is your podcast.
If you was real, you would follow him on Facebook or Twitter.
I do.
If Jackie Chan was real?
Yeah. No, if Troy was real and followed Jackie Chan.
I have him on MySpace. Why don't you ask yourself some questions about your connection with Jackie Chan? Do you follow him on anything?
Fuck right off. You're a bad guest.
I follow Jackie Chan on Facebook. He's actually, like, huge on Facebook.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
I follow him on Facebook.
He just, like talks to all. If you like comment on his picture, he'll reply to like every comment.
I have him on.
Like that dude is like super huge in the Facebook. I don't think he's on anything else.
Are you guys trolling me?
But no, swear to God, like look up Jackie Chan on Facebook.
We did not talk about this, but I follow Jackie Chan as well.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's fucking lit as fuck.
He updates all the time.
He'll just be like random, like here's me at the zoo, and people will be like, did you see the llama? He's like, oh, no, the llama exhibit was closed. And he's like, replies to every fucking thing. Anyway, we're moving on to our next bit. Get the fuck off fucking social
media. I'm looking at Jackie Chan's social media right now, guys.
Is it lit?
I can't find it.
Yeah, then fucking shut the fuck up. So going on our next bit, we're going to have a little would you rather question. It's pretty straightforward. You got to pick one of two options. All right?
Give me the options.
Would you rather be a dictator of North Korea or a president of America?
Yeah. Dictator of North Korea, because no one can ever talk shit about me.
I mean, they
could
try.
If you're a president...
I would.
I know, but we'd, like, execute everybody.
Yeah, but there's people, like, outside of North Korea who are like...
But I don't have to shoot.
Maybe we should assassinate this dude.
But that never happens.
Wouldn't it?
Well, it might, unless I do some crazy shit. I mean, I could be...
What would you do, though?
If I was dictator of North Korea and someone was insulting me?
Yeah.
I would release a diss track.
A diss track to who?
To everybody in North America.
Everybody? Just, like, just talk mad shit?
It'd be like... Have you heard the game's diss track against G-Unit?
Yeah.
It's like a 50-minute... I would do, like, a 25-minute...
Just be like, this is everyone who I fucking hate.
Like, all the institutions, like NYPD, like... Congress, Senate.
That actually be fucking. Imagine Kim Jong Un released a diss track. and just like. For like 45 minutes.
And I feel the hottest.
Spit fire.
Imagine if he had like a North American DJ, just to top it off.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he get Will Chamberlain?
He gets Tim Westwood.
Tim Westwood!
Tim Westwood.
Yo, what would you do if Tim Westwood is your dad?
I feel that my weird. Dad.
Yeah, I feel like you feel that weird hip dad.
I'd be the most excited human being in history.
I'd be like, can you stop bringing black people to the house now?
Dad, I'm scared. Tim, please.
Just bring Eminem a couple more times. That'd be fine.
I don't get it anymore, Tim. I don't get it.
Yeah, but if it... What would you guys say? TV. If you could be the dictator of North Korea or...
Dictator of North Korea or president of America?
I think being a dictator would be lame.
Keep in mind, you get at max 8 years in America.
And keep in mind that, for example, like Donald Trump's approval ratings, whatever, but in North Korea...
Approval ratings?
Like 99%.
You know, like everything, they vote every year.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have one option. They have like voting booths, but you have one option.
Just like the Prime Minister of Turkey. Right?
Don't talk about Erdogan like that. Don't talk shit
about Erdogan.
Don't do that! He has new powers now that he deserved rightfully.
Well, then, I pick America.
Pick America? You pick president of America?
I'd rather be the president than a goddamn...
What would you do if you were president of America?
You're full of shit. That's how you know he's a liar. You'd rather be the
president. No, I'm going straight dictator.
I'd be a fucking
dictator.
I'm
living the high life.
I feel like there's no question. I'd be a
fucking
dictator.
Fucking cocaine and hookers
exactly.
I'd get?
No, you need someone to blame here.
I don't need
to
blame anyone.
Give me one good reason why you'd rather be a president than a dictator.
Because then I actually control what's good in my peoples.
Oh, yeah, because the dictator has no control.
Dictator has all the control. You have no one that's... You have
dictator
no branches of government that are stopping you. You can do fuck all. You can make a dildo like of your dick the statue of North Korea if you really wanted to.
You can...
Like, people could pray to it every night.
You can make a textbook describing how great your dick is and make them teach it in school.
That could be a course. That could be like a course you have to take.
Yeah. Fuck math. This is the Jeffrey's dick course. How great is this dick? Write a 300-page essay.
And you fail by not accepting how great the dick is.
If you don't suck it, you fail.
Yeah.
You guys are bombarding me right now. God damn.
We're on the same page.
Your answer is wrong.
I've been talking bad shit about this guy all day, and now we're on the same page.
Who
so
would
we're...
rather be? You don't want to be a dick. I'd be the fucking. I'd be the biggest dictator. I would go to all my haters and
I'm
fuck
done.
Your mother.
I'm done. Right, Jeff, what do you want? What
name,
do you want?
Name one president of the U.S. who do you think is doing okay right now?
That's still alive?
Yeah,
it's still
there's
alive. Not that many alive ones. There's like
four.
Bush,
alive ones.
Bush, Clinton. Both.
Wilkes
Obama.
Booth. I don't think Wilkes Booth was a president or
Abraham.
I don't think he's alive.
Jimmy Carter.
Definitely not alive.
Reagan.
Not alive.
What about Clinton? Oh, I guess.
No, I'm not going with
Clinton's
that.
Not doing okay.
I'm going
to
go
compared
with.
Compared to who? Like George Bush probably isn't doing any better either. Or George Bush Sr.
I'm going
George
with the senior.
Senior's definitely. That dude's like on the brink of death.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with George Bush Sr. before my card expires.
I mean, it's probably your last chance. He probably dies tomorrow.
But I don't.
But,
yeah. You think George Bush? What do you think George Bush Sr. is doing right now? Do you think he's doing like some cool
He's lying in a hospital bed, just like, kill me.
He just came out. He's fresh out of the hospital. He's fresh out of the hospital, man.
Yeah, no, he's either just doing blow off hookers' assholes or just fucking lying there.
Hopefully the former and not the latter.
No, he's probably just like preaching racist shit.
Oh, I would too if I was George Bush Sr.
If I was George Bush Sr., then you know what? It's probably all their fault, right?
I'm black, and if I was George Bush Sr., I'd be so racist against any minority.
That's what you do, right? You're from Texas.
You can't even blame him. He's from Texas. That's just what they do.
That's
like
what they do.
That's like going to golf.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
Why?
Terrible.
To answer your question, though, I'd be dictator of North Korea.
I would be a fucking liar. You're a goddamn liar, really.
You know what
you're fucking full of shit.
I'd be me, but the dictator of North Korea. I'd make movies, and I'd be like, everyone, you gotta come see this movie, or I'll shoot you in the fucking face. So everyone come see it, and they'd be like, I'd be like, what do you think? And I'd like walk up and down the road, like, 10 out of 10, what do you think? 1 out of 10. And they'd be like, 10 out of 10, like, thank you, high five. Next one, for the rest of my life. And I'd release a mixtape. We're just me rapping, garbage. But everyone has to tell me how great I am.
Yo, I would download this on DatPiff so fast. That's what they would say.
Yeah.
Yo, Jeff, who am I? I wouldn't be a dictator. I'd rather have the checks and balances.
Fuck it.
Fuck you. Give me one good reason why you wouldn't be a dictator.
Here.
We gotta change this guy's mind.
Fuck out of here, Trey.
You know what? I think that's this week's episode. I think we covered some shit. Yeah.
He's wrong, though.
We talked about how Bailey's wrong.
Hey, I'm done with this shit.
You changed my opinion.
He's incorrect. He's just an incorrect individual. But he's a good guy.
No.
I wish you could see this literally every week, me telling Bailey he's wrong because he usually has the worst opinion. But anyway, where can people find us on the social media, Bailey?
Oh, you're asking me now. I'm okay to ask.
I know it. Fuck it.
My opinion fucking matters now.
Can you cough his microphone?
If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Things That Are News. If you look us up on iTunes or Podomatic, we're at the same thing at Things That Are News. If you look at the YouTube channel, it's Things That Are News, no spaces. Or follow the Facebook page, Things That Are News. Or if you have any questions you want us to mention on the podcast, it's thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. Thank you to our guest, Trey. Where can people find you on the social media?
I'm on Pornhub. I upload my own videos. Hello.
Send me those later.
I will.
I'll check them out.
T-Gomes12?
No.
No, you guys, seriously. You
guys okay, no, I'm on, 50 Shades of Trey on Instagram.
Are you actually 50 Shades of Trey?
It's 5-0.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, it's solid.
You know what? You should have led with that. I would have been much
I'm
nicer
sorry.
To you during the podcast.
Next time I will. I promise. If I get it next time.
I haven't looked, but check out 50 Shades of Trey on Pornhub, too. See what comes
up. Yeah, sure you haven't looked, Bailey.
Sure you haven't looked. Anyway, thanks for listening. Join us next week when we talk about a different thing.
Yeah. Not dicks. Not news.
And just not us. About Donald Trump's tickness.
Get out of here, Trey. Thank you.
Have a tick. Have you seen him play golf?
Jeff, I miss you.
Oh, yeah. I need you, baby.
I didn't understand, I couldn't tell. Now my love was nothing but bad for you. Now it's all up in the air. I shout out like nothing's there. Drop my sorrows in the juice while I dream about you. Silhouette of your stiletto, pushing gas on a bed. Red sundress, low key mellow. You're the reason that I'm breathing on the level. That I'm breathing on the level. That I'm breathing on the level. Gone.